Just a couple of points on Eid Echad. I want to discuss, since we talked about the Ksos and the brothers and the whole business, I just want to, I looked it over again. I just want to get there a number of points, most of which we got, but there are a couple more that I just want to get a little bit straighter. On the Pesayan part, and then I just want to talk for a minute or two about Simin Lamed Ches, and then let's move on to Nogea. And by the way, just let's start Nogea. I'm not going to do a long Nogea, but Benogea LeNogea. You know, the things that we talked about here, and then just a little more. I'll call you to see how far we get today, and then you just start moving on the Gemara about Knas. So that's the Gemara in Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah, and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Let's do Mishnah to the next Mishnah. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph to Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and you know, especially what the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara is really all about. What is the question about whether Knas is considered Mammon regarding Kovin Shuas Eidos? That's the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph through the Gemara till the next Mishnah. And just, you know, Rashi and the Rimigash in particular, the way they formulate the suffix of the Gemara. And again, just to highlight, you know, the problem, which is a known problem, in which I think the yeshivas will learn Baba Kama next year, so we'll definitely speak much more of him, so I'm not going to speak extensively about Pesos. But just at least the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, let's say Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam and the Ravid, just a good way of apprehending the problem. Or the famous discussion of Rabbi Kiveger, in Tosas and Makos Hayom and Aleph, and the Gilyan Ashas. You know, just with the general issue of whether Knossos is Mammon, and what that has to do with Korban Shavuos Eidos. And I might give you a little more, but again, I don't want to get too bogged down in that one, because that will speak much more about for those who will be here next year. And then after that, I want to go more rapidly to get to the next mission in Gemara about Harsha. That's Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Again, we're not going to spend forever on Harsha either. That's also like a Meruba topic, but there are three main sugyas, I would say, in Shas, and the two probably primaries are Baba Kama Ayin Omed Aleph and Shavuos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. And then the other one, of course, is also in Baba Kama and Kuf Dalet. So for sure we're going to talk at least about the basic shitos of Harsha, and then we'll move on, you know, from there. But we'll try to move a little more quickly, because there are really a lot of important topics left in Shavuos Eidos and in Shavuos Mikanon. Shavuos Adayanon, we just had a little foray with the Eid Echad and so on. Okay, so I just want to document a little bit better the Nekudos HaMachlokes on Simin Pesayan before we finish up the Eid Echad issue and talk a little about Nogea. So let's just do this as quickly as we can, and we'll do it through the Ksos, because he pretty much captures the whole thing. The easier one is the second one. That's the question where you have the question of Eid Echad Misayeya, right? Whether or not that works. Two things. Does it work keneged mitol shena kol shavu b'shalem? Right, and if so, you know, how? As well as, I think I just got the, you know, I think I mixed up the pieces, as well as the question whether Eid Echad Misayeya you might be mechalek between different shvuos d'oraisa. Okay, so that is all. Just I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to read the lines that I'm interested in. That's Simin Pesayan, Sifkatan Tezvav in the Shach and Sifkatan. I'm sorry, Tezayan in the Shach and Sifkatan Tes in the Ksos. So he starts off. The Ksos starts off here by in Simin Tes by quoting the Shach in Tezayan, who says that Kasav Shach Miuheka Dhavim Tovshen Kol Yishav Meshalem Ein Eid Misayeya Kotro. Okay, so basically, what I was saying was that is based on two assumptions. It's based on the assumption that at this point, at least, the Eid Echad cannot target the Mechayev alone. And it's also based on the assumption that at this point, the nature of mitoch is such, based on three assumptions, we'll say. Number one, that you can't target the mechayev, or at least not at this point. Number two, that edachod mesayeya is poter betoras shvua, not betoras mamon. Now, that sounds like it's obvious, but clearly, obviously, edachod mesayeya is not poter mamon. But what I'm saying is, you could have said that a shvua, right, which is, you know, morphed into the equivalent of chiyav mamon, as long as it is an actual mamon, you know, is still subject to the patur of edachad. The shach is assuming that that is not the case. That is not the case. He's assuming that if it's true that edachad maseya cannot be poter, a shvua, which is mamon, right, that it's also true that mitoch establishes a kind of an upgrade, right, in the chiyuv of the shvua itself. In other words, that it doesn't retain only the status of shvua. So you can't target the mechayiv. It's assumed, let's say, a status beyond shvua, and the koach of eidachad misayeya, right, has its limits, not only in concrete money, but even in a shvua that has, let's say, advanced or upgraded, right, to the equivalent of a chiyuv mamon. That's what the shach assumes. So the ksos, who disagrees, could have disagreed. This is where we go back to Shua's comment yesterday. Could have disagreed by simply saying that eid echad is kind of an eidus, and therefore, edachad nesayeya, kol makom sheshnayim mechayivim edachad, you know, is mechayiv eshvua. And part of that story is the parallel is edachad nesayeya's ability to be poter anything that isn't concretely, you know, mamon. And as such, even if you were to agree that, you know, either the shvua to begin with, or especially in an upgraded form, you know, in the context of mitoch, you know, it's more than that. You still could have argued that edachad misayeh would be poter. The ksos, this is what I think Shua was trying to point out correctly, doesn't take that view. The ksos takes the view that despite mitoch, a shvua remains a shvua, and therefore edachad misayeh can always do the equivalent of neutralizing a shvua. Now, he does use a language of Eidachad Ki'ilu Nishba, but I just don't think that those words literally make any sense. I think what it means is that the Eidachad provides a birur that is equivalent to what the Shvua still is, notwithstanding, you know, the fact that, you know, when you can't pay that price, you're going to have to pay a higher price, namely Mitoch Sheni Chol Hashav Mishalom. So that's what these words mean. He says, V'liyan Yisdai Kinira, instead of saying edachad misayeya, you know, just like he can be mechayev mamon, he can be poter mamon as long as it isn't actual mamon, right? The equivalent of mamon. That's what he could have said. Instead, what he says is that nidira dezel lo have a mamon. V'heichad etarn eini yodei av edachad mei b'tzarech l'shalem mitum tov shen shol l'shom l'shalem lo minan heichi kam edachad l'mamon. Right? Therefore, tzarech lomar de'echad kiyase l'shvua ka'asi, ela d'hu mimela chayev mishum de'ni yachal yishava, meaning you can't pay the $20 fare, so you've got to pay the $100 fare because no one has, you know, it's your job to have the change, not his job to have the change, or whatever. But the point is, he's not elevating e'echad to chiyav mamon, he's downgrading or retaining shvua, even in mitoch, as a chiyav shvua. And that, I think, is true. Yeah.
How does the
Ksos
read our Gemara
online
based on
Beza? What do you mean?
I don't think
Gemara
is talking about that.
Oh, you mean in terms of
Korban Shua Seidas? Yeah, our Gemara says, right, that
in Echad and Naskar Rababa, in Echad and Shekinagdo are going to be Chayiv Korban Shua Zaydis.
The Gemara sets it up by saying that everyone holds Eid Echad Kiyas Lishua
Nasi. Right.
The case of Machlokas or Machlokas and Badar are going to be wrong with that.
Correct.
And the Hakam Odin cases, the Chora are cases of bona fide Chivin.
Right, so you could say, or you could say that it's a Chiyiv Shua, but it's a Chiyiv Shua which eliminates, it's a Chiyiv Shua which turns into, it converts, everybody agrees that Lamaisa is going to convert into Mamon, right? So I think, as we've said all along, I think that this, part of the consequence of this argument is, does spill over into Korban Shua Seidus, whether there's a Chiddush or not in what the Gemara says. So if you take this view that it's always, it never ever elevates beyond the Chiyiv Shua, then you do have a situation where Lamaisa you have Hefsid Mamon, because it is going to come out of your bank account.
Even,
in, a, in a way, on the other side.
The Maisa has the moment of Darar Garam, the moment of Mamon Dami Shiloh.
Well, no. This is much better than Darar Garam, the Mamon, because it's Darar Shemachayim Mamon. It just isn't Mamon. In other words, in a way, this is the flip opposite of what we originally thought, Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon, was all about. We originally thought, let's say for the Rimigash, that Rabbi Lazar Barab Shimon was saying that even though there's only a Chiyuv Shvua, right, Al Pidin, conceptually, this is a Chiyuv Mamon. And for those people who think that a Chiyuv Shvua is never more than a Chiyuv Shvua, even in the case of Mitoch, which is kind of what the Sos is arguing here, we're saying the flip opposite of that. What we're saying is that Lemaisa, there's a Chiyuv Mamon, even though Al Pidin, right, it never goes beyond the status of Chiyuv Shua. So it's Eid Echad L'Shvua Kam. It's not Gorim L'Mamon, because it's Vadai Mamon. It's not a contributory. It's not an 80% or 90% or 60%. It's 100%. So what we're being told is that Korban Shua Sa'edus, just like we have a debate about Korban Shua Sa'edus, how much Shame Aid, Chetzeshel Aidus, Gavra Aid, as opposed to somebody who's effective in being Motzi Mamon, so too there's a parallel debate. What kind of Chefza Shel Mamon do you require in Shua Sa'edus? Do you require real Alpidin Chefza Shel Mamon? Or do you require a Mamon consequence, even if Alpidin, it remains Chefza Shel Shua? And that, I think you're correct. But that's what's being brought out. Now, ironically, I was just kind of alluding to that in the Mar Makomos in the next Gemara. Meaning, the next Gemara discusses the problem of Korban Shua Sa'edus in Knas, even in a case where it's Vadai going to be Mechayiv. Let's say the Edom would come to court and they're going to say that you're Chayiv Dalad Behei or Kefel, without the Karen, let's say, because the Karen just complicates it. Right? Is that ever, and it, so there's no Modeh B'Knas Patur, but there could have been. Right? Do we care? Do we care that there could have been, or do we care that there is? So, partially, that's what I wanted to look at Rashi and the Rimigash, or to be sensitive to, is the Gemara discussing, whether Knas is Mamon, or is the Gemara discussing, again, in Shvuah Sa'edus, do we really care whether we call it Knas or we call it money? Mamon, as long as in the end of the day there's money coming out of your bank account, in this case, Bavadai. So in a way, the question whether Chetzah Shel Shvuah, even in Mitoch, is Mamon or it's Shvuah, that you have to neutralize by virtue of Mamon, ends up being not only an important Eid Echad or Shua question, but a very important Korban Shua Seidus question. How you read the Gemara?
That supports my point, right?
What?
That supports my point.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think a question about Gorim is a problem at all. But I think your Ha'ara, if I understood what you're saying, I thought what you're saying to me is as follows. In light of the Ksos, or anybody who thinks that even in the case of Mitoch, right, this is not an upgrade to Mamon, it's something less than that, even though Mamaisa you pay. So let's now think back to our Gemara on Lamed Beis. I think that's a very good Ha'ara. And the answer is yes. The conclusion that we're reaching then is that even if you don't have a Chiyuv Mamon, Al Pidin, if you have a Kiyum Mamon with a Chiyuv Shvua, let's call it that, that's enough for Korban Shvua Sa'edus as well.
Right.
Which is the opposite of what Rabbi Lazar Bab Shimon was saying according to the Rimigash, originally in the Gemara, which was, you have a Chiyuv Mamon with a Kiyum Shvua. Here we're saying you have a Chiyuv Shvua with a Kiyum Mamon. And in both those cases, comparable to the Knas case, what kind of mamon do you require in Korban Shavuos Seder?
Something we want to weaken our reading of the Gemara Lam Beis and the Beis by saying that.
I don't know, weaken, but we're.
All the Gemara is getting at is that the Edom are made on a Chiyah Shvua, but if the Chiyah Shvua turns into a Chiyah Mamon,
right.
It's not a Chiyah Mamon.
That's going to depend on how you look at Mitah.
I'm saying if we want to take a weaker read of the Gemara Lam Beis and the Beis,
yeah.
Then we're going to be in tension with the Gemara Lam Gimel and Aleph, but it is Knas. So the Gemara assumes that even if the Edom has the Koach to Mechayev...
Right. I think you have to compare those two. So is the Gemara right? So I think there are two ways to read Lamed Beis, and I think there are two ways to read Lamed Gimel. Meaning, is the Gemara's question on Lamed Gimel a question about, you know, whether this is Knas or Mamon, but you need Mamon? Or is the Gemara's question whether Shavuos Eidos, we care about the Kiyuma Tashlumin, which there is, or we care about the Mechayev being a pure Mechayev of Mamon, in which case these two are parallel. 100%. Now, in theory, could you also distinguish, let's say we said, like we're saying for the Ksos now here, on Lamed Beis, that, let's say, Shavua, even in Mitoch form, is a, we'll call it, again, I like this formulation, we'll call it a Chiyuv Shavua and a Kiyum Tashlume Mamon, right? And that's true for Knas. Could you still distinguish between, Knas and Shavua? I mean, they would be very strongly parallel. Maybe. But I agree with you. You would want to look at these cases together. 100%. And as I say, it's parallel to the bigger question of, you know, shame, aid, edus, roi, lit, stare. What do you need on the aid side and what do you need on the mamon side? Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
Like Rashi and Lamed Gimel.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. But I think that's exactly parallel.
Those are all in tension with
A little bit. Right. But I think that there's another way to read the Gemara, and that is that the Gemara is saying, Inokanami Knas is... If you take the Shas evidence about what Knas is, and if you conclude it isn't Mamon, right, then you're going to go the other way. So I still think that there is... Okay. Then v'imkein hu adin lehefech. Fine. Okay. So let's get back to this. L'chein yor l'anias daiti d'chihecha d'eid mechaibo midin mitoch hachanam yachal potro midin mitoch u'mishum d'chuyuv alohaya elamishum sheni yachal yishava. He doesn't say, oh, the Eid Yachal Yishava assumed monetary proportions or masked it, right? V'chi'asi eid ha-mesayeya harehu kinishba. That's the line that Shua was talking about. I just don't think it really condition because it's somebody else, but it means it's birur that substitutes for it. But it's not that Eid Echad, you know, is kemamon to the same extent that this chiyuv is kemamon. It's that both of them are kishvua, and that's all that we care about. Ela chiyuv the shomer shema. But then he says, and this is the line that I was referring to the other day, I just didn't have it open. However, he says, all this is very well and good if we are talking about regular Eid HaMesayeya, you know, even for what would be a Tashlume Momo. But what about Eid Mesayeya being poter Mishuas HaShomrin? That says, Ela, Chiyuvi Deshomer Shemasa Deshomer, Levad She'eni Yachal Yishava, Umitosh Anichal Lashav Meshalem, Od Nosof Olav, Chiyuv Momo, Dehavale Eni Odeya Impraticha, Kamosha Kosov and Nebuke Yosef. This is the major debate in Chiyuv Shomrim. You know, one of the interesting arguments is in a bunch of sugyas is whether or not the shibudim, let's say, are going to be chal mishas meshicha or mishas takala, we'll call it, right? Whether it's the gneiva aveda or pshia, as the case may be. Right, so some Rishonim think that even if you hold that it's Mishas Meshicha, right, that's just like a Gzeres HaKasuv, or it's a Chiyuv L'Mafreya. The Pashtus, that's not what's going on. The Pashtus is a fundamental question about Shomrin, the question that we've been touching on. Namely, the question of whether or not the Mechayiv is the Mechayiv of Takala and Birur, and it gets a Taina Safek, you know, like the Ravid, or the Mechayiv is Hashava, and this is all Eni Odeim. The second you get the Pikadon, you're obligated to return it at its time. And any, therefore the weight, the burden of any Safek is Eni Odeim Praticha. That's what Eider Pratikha means. Meaning, I know that I owe you. The Cheskas Chiyuv is there. I don't know whether I paid you. So then that's on me, right? So that's why it's Mishas Mashicha. That's the more logical reason for Shas Mashicha, because the Chiyuv starts at the time of the Hafkada, at the time of the Mashicha, right? By the same token, if there's really some sort of a question, right? It's not a Chiyuv Shvua, it's a Chiyuv Mamum. It's basically you have to prove that you're Potter. He doesn't have to prove that you're Chayiv. So that's what he says. V'chein echriya shach, simen reish tariyala, v'harachnu bazeh, b'rayis mokichos, or mokrokos, whatever that says. Makrikos? Okay. Da'afil man de'leisle, mitov shein echol eshov v'shalem, right? Nami sover, shom shom asol eshom, archayiv. Rav Shmuel, ba'afil hachi, ba'afil man damar shomar mishas pshia, now he doesn't, you know, he wants to go the other way. Just like the Rishonim would say, shomar mishas mishicha doesn't necessarily mean chiyuv hashava. There are those who say, oh, it's shomar mishas pshia, but it's still hashava. Okay, good. We understand what's going on. The imkain the kula alma chayiv shomar shomas l'shomar afilaman deleisle mitoch ubzev vaday ein echad potro the vaday haomer ni odeya im praticha nischayiv l'shalem behevi eid mesayeh shapara ein echad potro. That's not so obvious, but it is, what he's saying is, an eid, again, so, had he been saying the other way, which is eid echad mesayeya, is poter anything but real mamon, anything, any masked mamon, as long as it isn't real mamon, right, then he would have said this, even if it were true what he says about Shvuas HaShomrim. But since he's really saying that it's a chi of shvua and it's a p'tur shvua, and it remains a chi of shvua, and therefore can remain a p'tur shvua, so then the ksos is open to, but what about cases which really are masked chiyev mamon? So since he holds that that is what's going on in Shvuas HaShomrim, which is not so obvious, right, it's debatable, so he ends up saying that eid echad mesayeya in a chanami, where it is masked mamon, is not going to work, and that's the case of Shvuas HaShomrim. Okay? Once again, that formulation. I don't think other Rishonim would necessarily agree with that at all. Okay. So that's one. Then what's fascinating is, in a couple lines later, he says, hey, maybe we should say the same idea by Naskad Rababa, by Idachad. Right? Miu, Naskad Rababa, Hechad Yeshel Eid Mesayeya, Didei, Chotav Yeshel Histapek, the Efshar Kivin Deha Eid, Shemaid, Shechotav, Havale Kishnayim, Imkain Sula Motzi Amar Didi Chatri, Umamon Gover Chayiv, Imkain Eid Echad Kam Lamamon. Amnam, Bishitim Kubetsis Parakama, Kosov Lehedigam Din Maskar Ababa, Vimkain Mikol Shekain Echadu Choshu, Doshatoin Eni Odei, etc. So what's going on here? He's Doche, but he considers the possibility, maybe Shuas HaShomrim Shaini, okay, in a way that is, again, maybe like the Rambam and the Rimi Gash, opposite of the Ravid, and then maybe Eid Echad Shaini. Maybe Eid Echad, at least the Naskan Rababa Shaini. Maybe that's really like a Chiyuv Shnayim Eidim. In the end, he says no. Right? In that respect, it's the opposite of the Ran Nimuke Yosef, who said, even if you hold Eid Echad Mesayeya, is not Poter other truths, it's going to be Poter Eid Echad. But why? Because of Eid Echad Bakchasha, because they knock each other out. There's no Kabbalah Seidus. He's saying if there is Kabbalah Seidus, maybe it's worse. Okay, so you have the full range, is what I'm trying to show you, in whether or not Eid Echad Mesayeya is Poter. And these are very important, very critical paradigms. That's one. The other one, the previous one, is a little bit more complicated because I looked it over again in light of Adam's comment. Adam's comment is correct, and my comment was also correct. Meaning the Ksos's brother makes the distinction based on his analysis, which I want to get back to in a second. The Ksos himself first quotes the distinction based simply on, I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at it again, Trey Utrey Ki'isa Kalesa as opposed to Eidachad Ki'isa Kalesa. So I just want to get and spend just a couple of minutes very quickly. This is a longer piece. The Kso starts off, the Shach starts off with the Trumas HaDeshen in Shin Lamed Aled, where the Trumas HaDeshen was of the opinion, let me just go through this quickly, that Eidachad Misayeya is poter even when there is a combination to chiyuve shvua, right? That is very important. Now, does that certainly implies that eid echad keneged eid echad is ki'isa. If eid echad keneged echad was kalesa, and that could have a double meaning, as we said. If eid echad b'akhasha, is lo klum, if that meant simply kalesa, or it meant even more that there's no kabbalah seidus, maybe that's what kalesa means, that there's not even kabbalah seidus, right? So then you couldn't have the shita. So at minimum, Trumas HaDeshen holds eid echad keneged eid echad is ki'isa. Now, even if it was ki'isa, it's still not so clear that eid echad misayeya can be poter to shvuos. Correct? So there's still something to think about here, and that is, is this a divide and conquer kind of a thing? In other words, eid echad is there, he's misayeya, and he's poter from the shvuos eid echad, and he's also poter from the other shvuah. And he doesn't just have one ptur in him. And ha'ilchu dekoy v'ha'ilchu dekoy, basically. As long as he's ki'isa, he can function. Or are we really even saying that eid echad misayeya, do we look at it as two chiyuve shvuah? Or two sources of chiyuve shvuah? Or is it just, is it divide and conquer? Or is it the koach of eid echad misayeya to be poter mishvuah, or is even multiple shvuahs for the Trumas HaDeshen? That I'm not sure about. So I'm just saying there are two issues to explore in Trumas HaDeshen. A, Eid Echad, Neged Eid Echad, despite the language of the Gemara in Kiddushin, right, is Ki'isa. That's clear. What's not clear is the ability of Eid Echad Nisayeya to be Poter, Mishvua, even when there are two. Is that, even if you assume that we look at them together, we say, oh, there are two, and he could still be Poter, or is it because it's one and one? Yeah.
I think in the Trumas HaDeshen, it's very clear that the reason he says that the chad still works is because the eid echad of the toveya is really kind of muvla in the already existing chiyuv shvuah, because he can't add anything new.
It's
not even making a point about chad v'chad ki'isa. It's just because there's only one eid, because the eid of the toveya isn't really accomplishing anything.
Well, you still have to say that it's ki'isa.
Uh-huh. Right?
Because if you say there's no kabbalah seidus...
But I think his point is that it's not really chad v'chad, because the chad of the toveya is already...
No, right. So I think what he's addressing is the second question that I'm talking about, which is, do you look at this as two shuas?
Right.
And one and one? And you're saying even the diuk halashon is a little bit different. It's not even one and one, it's just one, because it's not, a shua is a shua.
Right, I think that's what he says.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you're right. But I don't think you have to have said that. Right. In other words, I think you could say, and especially we're talking about different shuas. So for example, if you want to get more complicated... the Trumas HaDeshen and the Shach's argument, doesn't distinguish between whether the second Shavua is Shavuos HaShomrim or Shavuos Moed HaMikdash. Again, I might have thought, so again, if you say all Shavuos are alike, the Mechayev is different, but once there's a Kiyuv, a Shavua is a Shavua, it's a Birur, and they're all the same Cheftza, and then you can even say, well, there aren't even two, it's really one, just from two sources. Maybe that's what the Trumas HaDeshen is saying. But certainly, Be'ikaron, you could have said that they're different quality. Again, which is stronger, which is weaker? That gets you back to the Rambam and the Rimigash and the Sos and the Ravid and the Shavuos HaShomrim is either stronger or weaker, than Moed HaMikdash. But the issue may even be more than that. And that is, I could have conceived somebody saying, that the combination matters. Like, Eid Echad and Shavuos HaShomrim are maybe they're very different. Eid Echad and Moed HaMikdash. Right. They don't say that, but it's something to think about. Either way, that's a Trumas HaDeshen. The Shach disagrees, and the reason that the Shach disagrees is certainly because he argues, right, that Eid Echad, Keneged Eid Echad, is Kalesa. So there's plenty of good reason, you know, to... I think there are three issues to consider within the Truma Tzadeshen, in addition to the assumption that Eidechad, Keneged Eidechad, is Ki'isa rather than Kaleisa, and the possibility of distinguishing different Shavuos. Okay. The Shach holds Eidechad, Keneged Eidechad is Kaleisa, and therefore there remains a Shavua. Right? He also holds that this is true with Shnayim Keneged Shnayim. That's the next point in the Shach. That Trey Utrey is also Kalesa. Right? And if it's Kalesa, so there remains a Shvua. That's an assumption. But if Eidechad Keneged Eidechad is Kalesa, then Huadin Shnayim Keneged Shnayim. And that, of course, is extremely questionable. Because, again, as we said, even if you hold a Eidechad is very much in the orbit of Shnayim Eidim, you could still say that the distinction is absolute MS and Trey Kameya. You know, you can never dismiss that, maybe. Even if it's, you know, Mukha Shayide, another Trey Kameya. Or can you? And certainly, if you think that the issue here is about the parallel itself, then of course there's good reason to think that, you know, two Nemonios can cancel themselves out. Or, you know, or maybe even say there's no Kabbalah Eidus, but not Eidus, right? Even if it's short of. So is that what's going on? But either way, that is the Shach, and that's what the Shach says. The Shach also said, we didn't talk about this the other day, but it's very, very quickly, the Shach also says that Eidechad Mesayeya is Poter even after the Chi of Shvua has been validated by a Gemar Din. Okay? Meaning, this is the issue of Ula. We've talked about it quite often. What's Ula's halacha? Shmuel? Ula. Yasi? Komokom she hemina Torah Eidechad harei kan shnai. Which means that if it's bezachar zeh, not bevasachas, the first aid is accepted. And Ula said this halacha, let's make this clear, in what context? Exactly. Eid Sota, and it's presumed to apply to Sota, Misa, Sabal, and Egla, Rufa. And there's a debate in the Rishonim, that's the Nebuke Yosef and the Ran, and the Ritva, the Nebuke Yosef and the Ritva in Yavamos, right, whether or not it applies also to Eidechad Nam and Bisur. Correct? So, the Shach says, this is interesting, that the din of Ula, he doesn't say these words, but this is basically what he says, the din of Ula does not apply vis-a-vis Eidechad Mesayeya. Eidechad Mesayeya can be poter even after a Gmar din, never mind a Zeh Achar Zeh, which is Mechaya Veshua. In other words, if the Bezdin is Mechaya Veshua, right, even as a Gmar din, never mind as an Ula, Eidechad Mesayeya can still be poter. Oh. Now, is that because the din of Ula, or even an expansion of it, only applies to those Gimel, or only doesn't apply to Eidechad Veshvua? Right? In which case, again, we have an interesting hierarchy. Or is it because Eidechad Mesayeya's capacity to be poter min Shvua is such that even if the Ula applied, it just wouldn't help you here, because Eidechad Mesayeya is really poter mishvua. Now, it's not so much Eidechad Mesayeya neutralizing the other Eidechad. It's a poter shvua, and that's all there is a chiyuv shvua. So, what's interesting about all of this is that the Ksos says, I think that this comment of the Shach should depend on the debate about Eidechad Nam and Bisurim. And since the Shach in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, that's Eidechad Bisurim, Simen in Yoredeya, by the way, is of the opinion that Ula's Din, right, does apply to Eidechad Nam and Bisurim. That's how the Shach Paskins, says the Ksos. L'shitaso, I don't see why the same halacha doesn't apply to Eidach and Mesayeh. Let me see if I can find that or if I'm making it up. Hinei, Masha Kosev Ashach, Tehechad Ase Eidach Lechayim Shvud Araisa, Yachakach Ba Eid Sheni Lesayeh, Apagab the Kvarnasa Maisa, Paskar Bezin Shvu, Alom Rinan, Bazek, Komokom Shemina Torah, which is Ula, Kimin de Gama Sheni, Hu Kitrei. Meaning, the emphasis of the Shach is that Yachad Mesayeh is very powerful. In Shvua, Kitrei. Avol Svarazu, Kvar Nafa Machlokas Barishonim, says the Ksos. Vuhu Bechatichat Safek Chelev Safek Shuman, Deid Echad Neman Bey, and so on. Ubeshach Biyor Deya Simen Kukov Zayin Echriya, the Gamba Zekol Mokom Shemin, we do say Ula. Vuhu Soser Mishnaso Kan. That is the Ksos's comment against the Shach. But, in my opinion, both on an Eid Echad Messiah perspective, as well as the Eid Echad Harishon perspective, Yesh L'chalek in all the directions. Right? This idea that Eid Echad, assumes a greater status, right? If he's not contradicted right away, you might say, oh, because if he's contradicted right away, there's no Kabbalah Seidus, it remains just nemanus. Once it becomes, there is a Kabbalah Seidus, it becomes, harder to get rid of him, or you now see it as a fact, he established a fact. That's what Yidach HaNem Bissurim is all about. Either way, the point is, the din of Ula could be limited to these three, could apply Dafka Bissurim and not to Yidach HaMamon, because Echad B'Mamon is just Shnayim all over the place. Or could apply more to Echad B'Mamon, in theory, like the three, than an Isurim. Right? Because anyways, it's on the cusp of being Eidos Gemura. So I just think it's fascinating that the Ksos assumed that it was the same. And maybe he assumed that L'shitaso, because he seems to be downgrading a little bit, right? Eid Echad in Shavuah. Then the Ksos quotes his brother. I think, is that what I'm up to? Just give me one second. Then the Ksos quotes his brother, who is Mechalek between Yoredeya. But in the following way, he says, even if you hold in Yoredeya, let me just get this point. This is what he says, right? Alkein tzorch lomar. One second before I get to it, he rejects the shach. The heiched the ein asheni nami neman minatara lo minan kol makom sheminatara v'dafka gabituma v'sota the ein neman rak harishon avalo asheni. The Ksos's conclusion is to reject what the Shach says in Yoredeya because of he wants to accept his psak here. Okay? So in Yoredeya, there's no komokom shemina, because there's no komokom shemina other than Eglarufa, Sota, and Misa Saba. Good. Then he quotes his brother. Right, he says, "V'achi achacham v'shalem Rabbi Yehuda, kosav bazeh. Afilu neima bechaticha safek kelo safek shuman kol makom shemina Torah, etc. The ein asheni neman ha'ini mishum da Torah leimino ele bechaticha safek kelo safek shuman. Avo ki asa eid echad tchila v'amar chela v'nasa vaday chela v'lokin ha'ochla k'moshu kosav Rambam yochashkagos could also quote it from Sanhedrin." So the Ksos's brother is saying, in Isurim, it makes sense what the Shach says, because basically the idea of Ula is to establish that it's a din vadai. When Bezdin first hears the Eid Echad, who is Neman, be Isurim, so they don't say, oh, we're tola on the eid echad. They take it as a fact that there's no longer any suffix. And to jolt from a suffix, from a fact, from a muksakos, you need shnayim eid. That's how he's interpreting it. But he says eid echad, this is for our purposes, eid echad is mechayiv shvua, and he's never mechayiv more than a shvua. So why would that ever be kishnayim? So it's interesting. The Shach doesn't say it that way. The Shach focuses more on Eid Echad Misayeya's ability to be poter no matter what. The Ksos's brother is focusing on the question whether Eid Echad, right, even when he's unopposed at a certain point in the Din Torah, can ever do more than be Mechayev Shvua. Does it ever assume a greater obligation? Okay. Then comes what I said yesterday, which is the Heichad de Ika Treyu Trey. Das Hashach Tamrinan Salek, who Tamua Lechaorah Devade Betreyu Treylo Amrinan Salek. That's what I was referring to yesterday. Meaning the Shach says, no matter what you want to say about the Trumas Adeshin and the Shach and Eid Echad, right? The idea that you might say Eid Echad Keneged Eid Echad is Kalesa is not something that should be translatable to Treyu Trey. Treyu Trey is never Kalesa. Again, is that because, is that connected to Trey Trey Sveikad Rabbanan Sveikad Araisa? Possibly, but we'll leave that for now. Bashach Kosav and so on. Al Korchet Tzorch Lomar, Trey Trey, Kamandi Isnayu Dami, Bimkein HaMuchsak, Pater Mishvur. Shuvar Isli Betumim Shetit Tama Ala Shach, and so on. Then he quotes Achi Achacham again, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even if the Shach is right, basically what he's saying, this is the brother Lishitaso, this is what Adam quoted yesterday, right? Namely, that when it comes to Mamon, you can never say Treyu Trey is Kelesa. Treyu Trey is always Keisa. However, when it comes to Shvua, the question is simply whether there's a basis for the Chiyuv Shvua. Shvua is never Mamon. The Treyu Trey are talking about the Mamon, they're not really talking about the Shvua. It's just an auxiliary impact. The Avagav, the Suffek Shvua, Nami Lekula, Hainu Ema Suffek Hu B'Shvua. Again, this whole explanation is based again on the assumption that Eid Echad is never Mechayiv, that a Chiyuv Shvua is a Chiyuv Shvua, it's never anything more or masking anything more than that. Okay. And then finally, he's Doche the Shach, that Salek applies to Trey or Trey. Again, the Shach, the brother is saying, even if it's Ki'isa, you would still be limiting Shvua Lamais. Okay, so that is that's really the exchange between the Ksos and the that's really the exchange between the Ksos, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Shach and the Ksos, the Shach and the brother, etc. Okay, so that just pins down a little bit better some of the issues that we were talking about. And then the final thing I wanted to bring to your attention was the debate between the Ksos and the Sivas in the context of Hazab. So, Nathan, what was that all about? The one in Siman Lamed Ches?
I'm saying the Sivas. Right.
What's that?
The show with the Sivas?
About Nisnasek. Liad? Did you see that? Are you? What? Yeah, what does the Ksos say about it? About Misnasek, you saw it? Ilan? On Lamed Ches. Yeah, so what, Josh, what does it say? The Ksos says what? If two Adim...
So it says that your Yayin is Yayin, that's it. And so the guy who either has the Yayin or sold the Yayin...
If somebody, two Kedim came to court and they said that we witness this guy being Menasech, Yayin, the Yayin. What?
Why two?
Well, because there's
no, he's just saying this is Yayin Nesef. That's no,
two kilos, right, it. Right, it's clear that it's two. I mean, it's clear from the continuation of Xelos.
Oh,
two. Yeah, it's clear from the whole discussion. Why? Because it's Kaskas, because it's Kaskas hat there. Right, so he thinks Eidachot alone would not be enough. Okay, he says two. But, right, so what's the halakha? Says the Xelos, that should be Chayim for Hazan. Even though there's no Eidus Alagabra, he's not even made Eidus on the Maisa, there or Chiyuv Tashlumin that he has. He's just telling you, I happen to know, there are two witnesses coming to court, they say, you know, there's this yayin that he owns is worthless. He's not allowed to use it. Then two Edom come along and they say, how could you know that? You couldn't be possibly Edom that he was Menaseh the yayin, because you're with us somewhere else, right? So that, the question is that, there is a monetary consequence. On the other hand, it's not Edus directly about some sort of crime, right? So the Xos says, I don't care. In my opinion, that's still Azab. Good. And the Nesivos disagree. So what does the Nesivos say? Yoni, you saw it? Go inside. Joey, you saw it? Yeah, go ahead. So what does the Nesivos say about it? He says Xos is wrong. Yeah, why?
He said there is, he said based on Yisurim, that there's no, it doesn't have to be in court.
So it, Hazama is a din in Bezdin. And Isurim says in Asivas, there's no chalos Bezdin. Even if there are Shnayim Edim, there's no chalos Edus for Bezdin. You may need two witnesses, but that's because, let's say, it's, again, it's Cheska's head there. But since there's no chalos Edus for Bezdin, therefore there's no Hazama. That's the Nesivas. And then the Ksos and the Meshoveb Nesivos, right? Says, no, I disagree. In my opinion, even in a case of Eidachad Neman B'Yisurim, if he were to come to court, according to this is a Tshuva of the Ran, if Eidachad Neman B'Yisurim were in court, there would be a din of Kivchig and Tshuva Nechol Zermag. Which means that even Eidachad Neman B'Yisurim, there's a chalos, let's say, obviously it could only be Ksherim, right? It could be Psulin. That's an issue, as we know. Right? Can Eidecha Nem Bisurim done in the venue of Bezdin, let's say, can it attain, or let's say Shnayim? So he says, the Ran holds that Kivin Shehigit apply to Eidecha Nem Bisurim bid Bezdin. Obviously, there's a chalos Eidus, even Bisurim, right, if you have the right bells and whistles, even in Eidecha.
Wow.
Okay. So Hu Adin, certainly when there's Shnayim, a need for Shnayim, and it's done in Bezdin, then certainly this should be the case. That's a fascinating argument about Hazama and about Eidos Isurim, and whether it's Nitfas in Chalos Bezdin and in Eidos. Why do I care about it for our topic? Because the Ksos, when he wants to bring a Raya in the Meshoveb Nesivos, brings a Raya from Eid Echad B'Shvuah. He says Eid Echad B'Shvuah requires a Bezdin, even though it's only Eid Echad. So certainly Hu Adin, Shnayim Edim who are being made on the Nisuch Hayayim, they would certainly require Bezdin. Of course, if you really hold that Eid Echad, right, B'Shvuah, belongs to the world of Mammon, then that's a very poor Raya. Of course Eid Echad B'Shvuah requires, it's a Shvuah Sadeyanim, number one. Of course it requires Bezdin, but more than that, it's Kol Mokom Sheshnayim Mechayiv Nosa Moment Eidechad Mechayiv Shua. Of course it's a Chalos Eidus. And even if it's not, you know, again, a Kat, maybe it's a Chati Kat. If it's not a Chatzi Kat, maybe it's a... Again, all the other things we discussed, a Shem Eid, a Chafsa Shal Eidus, at least Omeid, the Tziruf Eidus, whatever. Can't prove from there, but if you really think that Eidechad B'Shvua is not really so different than Eidechad Nem Bisurim when you talk about Ula, or that the Shvua remains Shvua no matter what, you know, in all of these things, the Ksos and his brother, you know, not so bad. And then when you think of the other Ksos, the Safek about Eid Echad in Mito Shein Echol Eshav Meshalim in Azama, right? Maybe Dafkin Eid Shnayim, right? Maybe somebody with a more forceful view of Shvua and or Eid Echad you maybe wouldn't have even been Libi Mahasis. Although I was saying yesterday that even with the strongest view, it's still less than MS. And in terms of Hazama and the Chiddush of Hazama, you know, maybe you require Ad Kedekach. But the point is that once again, you have this issue, and of course you have it in many other contexts too, but, you know, all good things must come to an end. Okay, so let's move on to the next question, the next topic. Briefly, I'm not going to go the whole Hazama route, but I'm sorry, the whole Nogea route. Some of you heard recently part of this discussion anyway, but just let's do the local and a couple of quick haaros. I told you to look at the Rimigash, though, in the Ramah and Balabasra, correct? Yeah, okay. What else did I tell you to look at?
Tosfos here, Balabasra and Nida.
Yeah.
And the Rambam in Perek Tosfos Avedos.
Yeah, okay, good. So, let's talk about this quickly. So again, what is the... let's see, we haven't heard from in a while. Tzvi, Cantor. Yeah. So, if you could just read for us just the lines of the Gemara quickly. Yeah, I think you might have to read a couple of words on Lamed Beis, or Beis, right? Right, what's the... Because the Mishnah said what? Excellent. The Mishnah says that they will both be chayiv. Correct. Yeah. Go ahead, Tzvi. So what's the problem? Gemara. Bishlam Ashniya. So they're the only things left. Everybody, everything depends on them. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Ella.
Ella Rishona Amai. There's still a second cot, so they're not looking anything.
Like a, yeah, they got a mama. Oh. Fakai Mashniya. Yeah.
So,
ooh. Like, you know, that's pretty grisly, the whole thing, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. So, what do we make of this? So, therefore, it's basically a case where what? Where each kat is chayiv because it is the only kat at the time. Right? You just can't anticipate lakula, you know, that there'll be more aided. Correct? As much as the actuarial, let's say, tables, you know, might justify it. Right? Because al pidin, you know, Baruch Hashem, cheskas chai is a, you know, tough, relentless chazak. Agreed? Okay. So we already discussed the last day of the previous semester, the first tosis, which is very, very critical. I mean, the question of kfiras dvarim, there seems to be a discrepancy regarding kfiras dvarim as opposed to kfiras mamon between shuas edus and shuas apikardon. And we talked about tosis, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Tosa Rosh, right, their answers, all of that we'll revisit again in Harsha, right, regarding the question of the relationship between Shuas HaPikadon and Shuas HaEdos, right, in terms of the Mechayiv Amon. That part we did. I didn't say anything yet. But yeah.
I just had a question on the Gemara. So, what's the first Kat is Pater,
the first Kat is being subpoenaed, we'll call it. The second cot is our krovim.
Okay, if they weren't krovim, then she'll say they're shaking the.
Yeah.
So the first cot is totally pader for Shavuot Hedus.
Yeah.
And why?
Because there is a second cot.
That means that what they're not maximala.
Yeah. Correct.
But why is
So again, that's what the stira is to Shavuot Hapikadon. That's what Tosus asks. Who cares? In Tomer, my parech, habrei shuas edus parech, the rabbi damar kofra b'mamon sheish al edim pater, nasis and dehacha, because there he said kofra b'mamon sheish alav edim, right, pater. The Gemara asks the question, elab rishon amai, okay, mashniya, ama kofra b'milva sheish ala edim, is Chayiv, and Rabbi Tosif Asam, Vimkein also Shaper de Chayavit, meaning, who cares, because it's still, you never know, something won't happen, right? They could also help. So that's the question. So that's the... Tosis gives their answer. Right? These are the different answers, but the answer is yes. But we'll get back to it. That's a part of the question. That's why it's one of those on the line, on the border questions of what level of chi of mammon do you require. But here it isn't formal, informal, like we were talking about in terms of knas or shavua. It's closer to the davar agoreim issue in a way. Or you could solve this, but you're not necessarily by your silence, right, torpedoing his case, because there's waiting in the wings and other ones that can solve it.
It sounds like here, even man damar davar agoreim mammon damni would hold their pocket.
Correct. But it's even less than goreim because there's another waiting in the wing, 100%. Yeah. Okay. So how that fits in Shu'a Seyed and Shu'a Sepikanto, that was the Ramban, the Rajba, the Tosa Rosh, and so on. Okay. Good. Where are we with Tzvi? Right? So that's one whole question. The other part of it, though, is the second Tosa. Go ahead, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Now this is a Chiddush. Right? But a necessary Kiddush based on other evidence. Meaning, the Pashtus, what we're saying is, Krovim Minishoseyem, like what would happen if the question is, what would happen if the people, if tragedy struck and the people died, but then everybody is, going to be, kosher, right? Because in other words, the Krovim Bin Shoseyems will now be a proper Kad Vedas. So the question is, well, how will that help you? Don't you need Tchilaso, Vesofo, Bekatras? Right? This Gemara seems to be problematic with that. So what does the Gemara say, Tzvi? I mean, what it's supposed to say?
So it said it's a case where when they actually saw the event, they were Rechokim, and later on they got married, and then...
Right. Oh my goodness. Like, what's going on with this, like, flurry of, the wedding was on Monday, the Rio was on Tuesday. No, I'm sorry, the other way. The Rio was on Monday, the wedding was on Tuesday. Already everybody's calling doctors all the time, We can joke about it because it isn't real, right? So, So, basically, it's a hechatimtzi answer, but a necessary one, because this is a principle in the Gemara in Baal Basra. Right, that what? Chilas of Sofa Bekashas. What does the Gemara say there? What's the case there? Do you know? Baal Basra? Is it clear what kind of psulim they are dealing with there or not?
Gives a couple of examples.
Yeah. For example?
Sometimes it became a Summa.
Summa.
Krovim.
Krovim and psulim.
Yeah.
Right. So, because that could have been an avenue. Apparently, Krovim, you really need Tchilaso b'sofa b'kashras. Right? I mean, Tchilaso b'shas Riya, Sofa b'shas Haggadah. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we're forced to this strange hechatimtzi, there's no choice, basically. Unless you want to say this sugya or this Mishnah is against that sugya, but we prefer not to do that. So that's the conclusion. Now, agav, we get into a whole other reason, but I just can't not say anything about it because it's an important dosis. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Good. So, what's the question? Before we get to the answer, what's the question there? You have the Gemara Baal Basra?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can read it very quickly. What's the Gemara they're talking about? What's the background there? Did you see?
So there's a city where Saint Tor was stolen from them. And
before that, what's it doing there, Baba? What parak is that? Teskezabatev, right? The third parak. So the Mishnah speaks about whether or not Shutfim can be Me'idim Zelazeh in a matter of Chazaka. There's a dispute between a Marakama and a Buksak, right? The Marakama says you're a squatter, this is my land. And the Buksak says, what are you talking about? You sold it to me, I've been here, you know, etc. So that's the din. The parak is about Cheskas Gibel Shanim. Right? As if the squatter, or the accused squatter, can claim the present Muksa can demonstrate that he's been in the property for 3 years and there was no Mecha, so that that generates a Cheskas Karkos, Cheskas Ryan Karkos, right? So the Mishnah wants to know, what about Shutfin? Can Shutfin be Me'idin Zelozeh? Correct? Go ahead. So what is the Mishnah says that seems to say they can, right? And the Gemara says, how can that be, right?
Right. So it says the woman should be like Misalik, and then we're asked if Misalik Nafshay and Misalik. Can he really do that?
What do you mean Misalik? I mean, can he give up his shares, right? So he can become like a neutral third party. Correct. So the Gemara says, can you do that? Now that part is not our topic. I mean, the can you do that part? Meaning, is Siluk an effective way to give up your rights? Go ahead. Yeah, so then they have this famous case. Somebody stole the Sefer Torah from the city. Like, who would do that? Right? Everybody's a partner. Right? So you need Edom and Dayanim. So the Gemara says, "Vilasalku beitre minayu." The diuk that some of the Rishonim make is, "Tzvi, that what? What's a diuk?" I'm asking you to get ahead of yourself a little bit. "Vilasalik beitre minayu viladaini," as opposed to. Exactly. Why does the Gemara emphasize the viladaini? Why don't they say, you know, "Vilasadi"? You know, let them come and be made. So some Rishonim, you know, make that diuk, and some don't. Bali Tosis here in Shavuos and Bava Basra do not. We'll see in a minute. The Tosin Nida, the Ramah, they did. So that Gemara basically seems to be saying that if you, Lu Yitzuyar, you have an effective way to divorce yourself financially from the situation, that you could then be, at least the Gemara wants to know, a daya, correct? And maybe an aid also. Because they're talking about Edom and Dayanim, just that line, Bilisalka betray minay v'ledaini, specifically speaks about Dayan. Correct? So what does the Gemara say? Just 1 second.
What is that?
What?
Bilisalka betray minay v'ledaini, is it clear that the grammar of v'ledaini was referring to those who were misalik themselves?
Yeah.
Couldn't it just mean that Bilisalka betray minay, let two people separate themselves from
the and let them be the Dayan.
V'ledaini and let them adjudicate. But not that there's the same subject for...
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I think that Ladino is broader. Have a case, and they'll be the
You mean have a din, not...
Yeah.
Good. Maybe that's the way Bali tells us, rather.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that from the Gemara itself, it's not fair. There's a dia.
Okay. Okay. That's true.
That is on the column that
the Viladaini mean let them be done.
Yeah.
Okay. I accept that. Again, Ramah and Tosas and Nida didn't say that, or, you know, Gosman Munias. 100%. You could say it that way. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. See, go ahead. So wait, so that, what is the Gemara's answer? Yeah. So therefore, you know, the way that we define Negius, I guess, is different. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tosas there, actually, you have Tosas there, Babasra? Same question as Tosas here. Meaning, how does this help? Let's assume you can be Misalik. It sounds like if you could be Misalik, it would help. How does it help? This is the Nitzchilas of Sofa Pekashrus. You have it? See?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because that's what that is the case of Bava Basra, one of the cases of Bava Basra Kufkukes is Karov Vinisrachek. Right? Just like here, that's why I say that doesn't help us. We would have loved to find a good answer here instead of saying, oh, we're talking about a case where he was, you know, Rachok Bishas Ria, Karov, you know, Bishas the subpoena, you know, and then Rachok again Bishas the Haggadah, because it's just Bedochak. But there's no choice because the Gemara there is clearly talking about Krovim Chenisrachku, unless you think that there's a difference between, let's say, Noshim and other Krovin, which is something to think about, but, it'd be hard to say that. Yeah, go ahead. So what it's supposed to say here and there, what's the answer? You're reading from this from Bavasser just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what does it say here?
Well, it says
psul de machma shenogin be'edus. Oh, the sharp psul. Okay. It sounds pretty similar. Right? Although we can't take a shvua daraisa, I guess, that it's the same thing, but it sounds pretty similar. Either way, and what does Tosa Nida say? And Afnun. What's it doing in Nida of all places? Oh, yeah, our old friend, the Mishnah Nida, right? Brings back good memories, Tzvi?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to browbeat you. I was hoping. okay, so call it kosher lahayid, kosher ladun, kosher lahayid, right? It's a higher standard for din than for edus. Okay, go ahead. What it's supposed to say there?
So it's discussing for the courses Latvia Summa. Primarily Omar. I might come to you Summa, Palik Manit and Astama the San Hedra. Then Latvia Ohi Masone, Sharon Mahayid, Sula and Latvia,
Okay.
Yish Omar, the Lopsi Kalei, Shari Lechol Alvam,
the right one? Okay. Here we go. So how could it be that kosher ladun, kosher ladun? Yeah, go ahead.
So the answer is manit in myri b'lahaba. Kol kosher ladun b'lahaba, kosher lahayi. Mashav yirem, tam b'lahaba.
Meaning, Tosef is sofa b'kashrus. This isn't the psul. It's a special din, apparently, in Eidos. At least that's what Tosef is assuming. And has nothing to do with din, right? So it's not part of the hierarchy of psulim. It's irrelevant to that. But so what's Tosis's answer to the question? Basically, in a word. That's Tosin Balbasar and Tosin Shua. So I'm saying Tosin Nida is saying that din, dayan, is different than aid. But when it comes to aid in Achanami, even Siluk wouldn't help because it would be Tchilas of Sofa Bekashrus, even though we're talking about Nogea of some sort. So it seems like there's a machlokas, or Rishonim, between Tosis in Balbasar and Shavuos. Let's assume they're the same for the moment. And Tosis and Nida. Hagos Mamunios also says what Tosis says in Nida. Same thing. Right? In Perek Tetzvav, what is it? O space, I think. And the Rama in Bava Basra on Memala from the base, right? Also says that. Or Membeis of base, sorry. In Simen Kuflamid, the Rama also has a line where he basically says, he wants to bring a raya, actually. He says, oh, notice how the Gemara didn't ask the question about Mavi and Raya. They only asked the question about the Ladaini. That's because there's a din of Tchilos of Sofa Bekashros in Nogea. So this, but what emerges from here is that there's a machlokas Rishonim whether or not Nogea, in contrast to, let's say, Suma, Russia, Karov, where it's clear that this is a din of Tchilos of Sofa Bekashros. What about the din of Nogea Bedavar? Does it also have a psul of Tchilos of Sofa Bekashros? Yes or not? That is the question. So just to take a step, what is that argument about? In both directions. Yeah. Are we out?
Yes. There's a question.
Sure.
Where the Eid, according to this book, is where the Eid did come from?
In the Din Torah? Definitely not from the city. Maybe the Dayanim, were harder to come by. Maybe they were outside Eidim. you know, who saw this event. But right. definitely not the Edom. The Edom would not work. Nuts Vilasalka Betre Vilasadi is never asked in the Gemara because it's not true.
Tosos has to explain in the Gemara that we want Dayanim from the city, but the Edom can compromise.
Or maybe they think it's harder to find random, you know, tourists who are Dayanim, or random people who Dayanim who are going to leave their post, but maybe random, you know, tourists, you know, who hang around the shul and might have seen this event. I mean, I don't know. That's a practical question, but yeah. I mean, they're assuming, put it this way, they're assuming that al pi din, it's impossible to save the salku, you know, ulahar. That's impossible. Right? So when the Gemara says, v'lisalku v'ladaini, they're saying that obviously can only refer to Dayanim. You're asking a very practical question. You're saying, oh, so where are the Edom going to come from? You know, it's the Alt, what is that name, that shul? The Alt Noi Shul?
Yeah.
You know, people hang around there all the time. So there are always a bunch of tourists. And it's not hard to get, you know, Edom. But, you know, Dayanim, you know, they're always busy. They're like Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, before Yisrael gave them the advice. They can't leave their posts. You have local Dayanim, like Shoftim Shotim Titan Lekobakal Sarecha, right? So, you know, so you have local Dayanim, but can't use any of them either because they also go to Kriyas HaTorah or it wasn't Kriyas HaTorah or whatever it is, right? I mean, it's a good question, but, you know, it's not a legal question, really. Okay, so just to, obviously, let's say it this way. If you hold that the din of Tzkelas of Sof Bakashus applies to Nogay, yeah.
The whole Gemara there is really talking about Shukran, no?
I mean, originally they're talking about Cheska Sabatim and Shukran.
Right.
But I guess that just like they're talking about Belisalku, you know, well, it really comes in because they're talking about the Silik would ever help for the Shukran.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh, well, this other Gemara about Siluk for the Sefer Torah. But so it's Siluk more than it is the actual...
There it's Edus, isn't it?
Yeah, there it's an Edus issue.
Right,
but so the question is, would, you know, all right, it's an interesting question. Let me think about that. But all I'm saying is that the connection in theory could only be about the Koach of Siluk, but... Right. Let's say it this way. According to the Rama, according to Tosa Nida, according to Hagos Memurios, is there something significant being said here? Asher? Necessarily? I mean, at the end of the day, they're saying that the din of Tzkelas of the Kashrus applies to Nogei Abadavar. Or to this case, let's call it a Nogei Abadavar for the moment. Okay, is that prove anything? Is that significant?
Depends on the simple of the Kashrus of the Kashrus, but it might show that Sol Nogeya is not, the problem is not necessarily lack of shame.
What do you mean? I'm saying. Let me formulate the question a little differently. Which position is more significant? The position of Tosin Bal Basra and Tosis in Shavuos, or Tosis in Nida? In terms of legal consequence, in theory. Like if you were, you know, if they said to you, listen, you know, we want you to give a shiur, you know, you can only speak about one of these three Tosas. Okay? And you have to limit your comments to what Tosa says.
I don't think you should give a share under those conditions.
You know, first I just want to say, and I'm with you on that. No time constraints and no codes. Now, this was like a total hypothetical. So which one would you give, though? Like if somebody did that to you and you were, you know, mistakenly acquiescing.
And the notion that
obviously, the chiluk it seems to be far more you know, a far richer prospect, you know, for a significant discussion than, oh, there's a din of tchas of sofa bekashrus, you know, it's developed in Bava Basra, and we know that it applies to Suma, right, to Karov and to Pasul. And by the way, you should know that it applies also to Nogea. We would only, you know, be excited about that if we already knew, let's say, that, you know, there was good reason to make the chiluk, put it that way. But per se, if a klal that applies to psulei edus, as far as we know, applies to all psulei edus, applies to a psulei edus that we didn't hitherto, you know, formally know, it's interesting, right? But it's not necessarily earth-shaking, correct? Whereas, if we know that a klal applies, you know, to korva, to psul, to suma, right, and we're being told, yeah, but it doesn't apply to nogeya, right? That seems like it's a more substantial, more significant. You agree? We agree. Okay. So, if you take the view of Tosas and Nida, there are really one of two things you could say, right? One is, there's nothing being said here about nogeya one way or another. What we are saying is that the din of Tchelos of Sofa Bekashrus, you know, applies to all psuleidus across the board. Right? And Nogea may be or may not be different in some other respect, but at least it's not expressing itself here. Tosa Nida, Hagos Maimunio, certainly are understood in that way. However, the Rama in Bava Basra, who saw the Rama in Bava Basra? Moshe, you saw it? It's not Rav Elvel, but it is the Yad Rama, right? Adam, saw it? Nathan, saw it? No one saw the Rama? What? It's Kuf Lamed.
I saw his on
the one on Membeis. Micha, you saw it? No one saw the Rama? Okay, we'll spend a little bit more time on all this. I'll tell you what to look at in a minute. But the Rama has, you know, the is the Rishon. Anybody see the Rama? Do we say the Rama? No. I didn't tell you to look at the Rama? No. People nodded before when I said the Rama. No?
No.
Yeah.
The Rama thinks it's only the Dayanim.
Yeah, he does think it's only the Dayanim. But he says something more. I didn't tell you to look at the Yad Rama? No? Okay. My mistake. So I'll just have you look at that for Thursday. But the Rama is the Rishon of Rabbeinu Yonah, a little bit also of Basra, who says that a Nogea Bedavar is a Karov Liatzmo. And I think partly what motivated him is the fact that, I think part of the consistency of his position is the fact that the Gemara says the din is called sofa bekashrus in Karov, and therefore it has to apply to Nogea. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. What's associated in the Achronim, I don't know, starting with, but certainly promulgated way more by the Shach in Simon Lamed Zayin, in the name of the Levush, the Ir Shushan, right, that Odom Karovei Tzalatzmo is the idea of Nogea, really has its roots in Rishonim in the Rama, in the Ad Rama, in Bavasra, Simen Kuf Lamed, in Cheskabatim, as well as in Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit less, in some other formulations, but especially the strongest one certainly is the Rama. So, the implication might be that there wouldn't be a din of Tzilos of Sofa Bekashrus if you had a different view of Nogea. Either way, Tosas here does think that there's a different view, and there might be ways to neutralize that too, but the Pashtus, it's telling us, Asher, that what? That Nogea
is, not
lacking a shame aid, or is? Oh, you want to say that you're already looking to the Rimigash, you mean?
Right.
Okay, but you think that's what Tosas means?
If we read it in light of the other Tosas, that it's
I mean, again, both would say, what's the language again? One, our language here is, Ein ledamos psul demachmas shenogin lepsul de kurv. Okay, just it says Ein ledamos here. And there it says, what does it say, the language? That it's machmas tzvi. What was the language? Yeah. Paslish tali b'mamut. It's possible. But pashtos, both tosasin probably are of the opinion that the problem of nogeh b'davar is chashash sheker. The Rimigash in Bal Basra, which we'll read very quickly next time, are two Rimigashes. I tell you to look at both of them or one? I told you to look at the Rimigash in Bal Basra, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The one in Mem Gimel. I should look at the one in Mem Hay also, very quickly. Again, we're not going to spend much more, just a little bit next time. I'll tell you what to look at in just a minute. But the Rimigash has a different formulation, which I think is what Asher was referring to, and could be read in Tosis. I just don't think that that's what they mean. Namely, Asher, that what? The Nogeh B'davar is not an aid, he's a Baldavar. Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit also. Well, let me just go back for 1 second and just tell you the background of this. Yeah?
There's a couple of Tosfos saying that even though they are puzzles, the Gufan and the Shemi, they're only puzzles when there's a Tiyas.
Say that again?
He's just saying they're not Nogeh, the Shastra Iyah, because there's no Tiyas.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I don't think that's what the words mean.
I thought that's what he means by
I thought that means that it's not a psul gavra, it's a psul of chashash sheker.
It is a psul gavra, but it's only in virtue of the mammon. So the mammon isn't an item yet,
and
it hasn't been
fiyah. Wow. I think it's an interesting story. I honestly don't believe that's a tosid. I hear what you're saying. I think it's an interesting idea. We'll see very quickly in our quick survey that even if you say there's a formal psul, that it could be it's a psul that is defined by negius mama or by kshash sheker as part of the hagdara. And I think you're saying something like that, but you're saying even more. You're saying, oh, but that's relevant to the riyah part. I hear. I don't think that's what Tosin means, but I think it's an interesting svar. So let me just take a step back, and then I'll just tell you what to look at for next time very quickly. And that is that what we're encountering here in Nogeya, the Gemara in a number of places speaks about Nogeya being Pasal Eidus. Right, how Nogeya may do so, including the Gemara in Balbasu that we just read, right, about the Shudfin. It's a Nogeya. And the Gemara earlier in Daf Chavtes in Balbasra, on Memhei. There are a number of Gemaras, especially in Balbasra and in Sanhedrin, that make it clear that Nogeya Be'edus is Pasal Eidus, and called something called Nogeya Be'edus. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kav Gimel. The Rambam, if you remember, in Perek Tes of Hilchos Eidos, has 10 psulim. 10 psuli Eidos, right? Starting with Nashim and Avadim, right? The 10th is Nogeh Eidos. That's number 10. Which is interesting in light of the Rimigash, because I think the Rambam holds like the Rimigash, but whatever. Maybe as a looser definition there. There's something called the Psul Nogeh Be'edus. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Rambam. There's a whole Simon and Shulchan Aruch dedicated to it. Simon, Lamed, Zion. Right? If you want to get a good overview, you know, reading the Chosha Mishpat and Nosei Kalim and Simon, Lamed, Zion, very, very fascinating. Okay? What's fascinating about all this is that while the Gemara mentions it, and you know it's a davar muskam that there is such a thing, there is never any effort in the Gemara to locate this psul. There's no minolon or minohani mili. We have minolons and minohani milis for nashim, right, and for eved knani, and for cherishoto v'katan. We spend time on that, right? We know that the Rambam sometimes changes the minohani milis. But there are minohani milis. But there's no Gemara that ever says, what's the makar? There's a makar for Rasha, there's a makar for Karov, there's a makar for, you know, other psuleidus. Why dafka not for Nogeh B'davar? So the answer can be, you know, one of two, you know, broadly speaking, answers. Right? One is that there's no makar because it's a svara and doesn't need a makar. It's a different kind of psul. To say that, you'd have to say that this is a kind of kshash sheker. of some sort. Or maybe a baldavar, maybe there would be a mokar, we'll get that to the Rimigash. Easier to say chashah sheker. Of course, if you say chashah sheker, so that explains it's a mokar to svara, but then you also have to integrate that with something that we've talked about, you know, from day one, and that is, how does chashah sheker as a psul, you know, how does that fit in with the, you know, hashkafa of halacha, whatever you want to call it, you know, that everybody has a cheskas kashrus. Not a stira, but it's just something to think about. Meaning, the whole point is that we're not choshesh members of Klal Yisrael. Ploni and Almoni, right? They come to court, they're MS. Right? Even though we know actuarially, you know, that some people lie. We're not, you know, pie in the sky, unrealistic people. But we project, again, this idealistic perspective of cheskas kashrus on Klal Yisrael, you know, as a cheskas kashrus and as MS, right? As facts, uvdos. That doesn't mean, and on the contrary, what I've been saying all along, and I totally believe, is that if you want to maintain not that fiction, but that ideal, right, then you better also compensate for some very strong, you know, rules, hazama, you know, hakasha, you know, psulim that are low plugs, right? Because we'd also know the truth. So to filter out, you have to be draconian on the other side. I think that's really what's happening. Anyways, the point is that you might have said that anything less than proof, you know, still or objective psul of some sort, or shame rasha, or exeris akasu, can never. You might have said, what I'm trying to say is, there's no stira between these perspectives, and on the contrary, you know, you might be super hypersensitive to any kind of objective chashash sheker in order to maintain, you know, the idyllic view or the idealistic view. Those are two different things, but related. Of cheskas kashrus across the board, of uncritical cheskas kashrus. It's not uncritical if, you know, the second you whiff, you know, some sort of chashash sheker, that you swoop in. So cheskas kashrus, I'm sorry, chashash sheker may be actually pivotal. On the other hand, I could have conceived, or you could conceive, of the perspective that says that anything that isn't more objectified, a Karov, a Russia, you know, and so on, you know, that there'll be no chashash sheker no matter what, per se, because it's against this philosophy. It's either, there are three possibilities, I guess. Either as compensation, it's necessary to prop up the philosophy, or it's just antithetical, and it really, they shouldn't really exist side by side because, you know, we're really pushing very hard. Or just, you know, it's not compensation and it's not antithetical. Meaning when there's no objective reason other than knowing that some people are, you know, mean or nasty or have hidden agendas that we can't find, we don't believe that it's even a possibility. And where we know that it's, you know, a reasonable fear, right, that it applies, not compensation, just, these are three perspectives that you could have. But one of them basically says there can't be a chashash sheker, and the other one will say that chashash sheker is a svara. You don't even need a pasuk. It's implicit in any legal system, and maybe even more so in this legal system, you know, in order to balance out that whole factor. Okay. So that's the chashash sheker. Then you have to figure out, by the way, once you have that, like how rachok is the chashash sheker going to be? Which is a huge debate in the Rishonim, mostly in Bava Basra. The Raman, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rajba, the Ramban, right, you know. Are you going to say, oh, you know, if you go, again, depending on the three things I just mentioned, you know, you need a reasonable expectation to rock that boat? Or any shemets, because, you know, that's our ultimate fear, in a way, you know, about the whole system. That's a huge debate. Do you need, you know, a chashash sheker relating to, you know, something formal? Probably not. But how much, again, how much of a serious, you know, concern do you really have to have? Is it something, you know, that he should have, you know, let's say an artificial chashash sheker is created. Somebody may have hired him, like he's a hired witness or something like that, as opposed to having an interest in the case. It shouldn't matter much. Either you should be worried or you shouldn't be worried, and the level that you should be worried. But that's chashash sheker. That's a bit of svara. The other possibility is that there's no Xeris HaKasu because it's under the rubric of something where there's a Xeris HaKasu. Okay? Tzvi, for example. What the Ramah says, exactly. And maybe it's a Karav Liatzmo, and therefore comes under the rubric of Lo Yimsof HaSabbanim, and so on. There is a Xeris HaKasu, we just didn't realize it. Now, even then, we would certainly be interested in knowing whether or not this Karav Liatzmo is the same as other Korva. It's both more and less, right? Is it a Korva? Because other Korvas are by virtue of the relationship. Here, it's by virtue of the interest that he has to the case. So this is going to be very important to the question, for example, whether, you know, if somebody's a Nogea Lechova, which we'll talk about a little bit, let's say he's a Nogea Bedavar and he's made against his interest. You know, should that matter from a, matters a lot from a Sheker point of view, should that matter from a Korva Liatzma point of view? It doesn't matter in real Krovim, you know. Why? Number one, you know, there's the Rambam and the Chinuch, you know. One of who says that Krovim, you know, the objective problem is that they're going to favor their Krovim, and the other one who says the objective problem is that they're going to try to destroy their Krovim, right? But that aside, you know, the Lo Plug. It's because it's a relationship. It's a blood relationship or a marital relationship. It's just objectified. But if it's something which is noveya from the financial, you know, interest that you have, that makes you a karav liatzmecha. So maybe when you filter out your interest, if you can do that, maybe there's no kurva. So even if it's kurva, you might wonder whether it's a more flexible kurva. Okay, or no, you just plug it in. That's the question if you hold Korva. The question if you hold Shasheka, we just talked about. There's a third possibility, and that is there is a Xeris HaKasu, or you don't need a Xeris HaKasu, or it's a different kind of Xeris HaKasu. That's the Rimi Gash, who, even before the Raibid, came up with the idea that that the Gemara in Makos, when it says, the Gemara in Makos on Dabav says, you know, about Eshabat Matas and Batla Kula. So they say, Ma Yasu Shnei Achim, you know, what's going to, two brothers, you know, it's you know, what do they say? Shevas Achim Gam Yachad, right? Right? The Ksos and his brothers, you know, the Hurt family brothers, you know. So this is all good. So sometimes brothers hang out together. That's a good thing, right? So Mayasu Shnei Achim Shero Bechad Shaharegas HaNefesh. You know, what are you going to do? And what about if one of them was the Horeg or the Nera? What about the Nera? Elamiata Nera Yatzil. That's what the Gemara says. Right? It's, well, what does that have to do with anything? So the Gemara says, no, the Horeg and the Nera is not a problem. Why? Is up there? Excellent.
No.
The Mekai Medavra Kasa Medaber. Is it up there? Oh, the Adama is up there. Okay. So, the Mekai Medavra Kasa Medaber. So, the way that the Raibid and the Rimi Gash, but the Rimi Gash is earlier than the Raibid, so he gets credit for, as far as we know, for, you know, for developing this insight. The Mekai Medavra Kasa Medaber means that Edim cannot be Balei Dvar. They can't be subjects. They can only be observers. Again, what is a baldavar? And is an ogeh b'davar a baldavar? The Rimi Gash, at least, thought that, A, there's a difference between a baldavar and an eid pasul. We'll read it inside on Thursday when we finish with this. Number one. Exactly like what Asher was alluding to, meaning an eid pasul is pasul eidos. He's an eid, but he's an eid pasul. We talked about it earlier. We talked about nashim, if you remember, right? We talked about non-Jews. We made reference to this. A baldavar is mufka mi'eidos. He's a subject in the case. He's a nidon. So that's mekai medavar akasa medaber. So you have three, let's say, formulations of the Rishonim about Nogeya. You have the Ramah, that it's Karov, Le'atzmo. The Tosus Rid, if you get a chance to look at it on Mem Beis, Amud Beis, and Bavasra, very strongly pushes the idea of Nogeya being Chashash Sheker. It's also implicit in other Makoros. And you have the Rimigash. Again, I think it's a Chat and Tosin Bavasra and Shoros too. And then you have the Rimigash, who holds that it's really a Baltav. So I wanted to discuss how that affects a number of dinim very quickly. So again, what I gave you to look at the Tchios of Sofa Bakashra's issue, also in Kedushin, the Ritva and Kedushin, and no? I didn't. What did I give you to look at? Guess what I wrote on my paper is different than what you have on your paper. Okay. So let's just talk very quick again, but I want to do this. First of all, just remember, okay. Let's do the Sugin Babasra again, the Rimigash, because that's just a classic. We cannot do that. And also the Rimigash on Mem Heyom and Aleph in Babasra, where he talks about Lova Rosha, the Gemara there, about Lova Rosha Velo Yishale. Okay, can't not speak about that. Let's talk very quickly about the Shachavitari in Zeborer, about Nogeya, the way Rashi understands it, Nogeya and Mafreya. The Gemara in Lamed on Chaf Gimel Lamed Beis about Rameir and Chachamim, but Nogeya and Mafreya. But I want to do all this Thursday because I don't want to spend. It's a massive topic, and we're just going to, you know, go in and out very quickly because by Sunday I want to be on Knas already. Let's talk about Nogeya Lechova. Again, there's a Tshuvas HaRosh and Mukhi Yosef. The Tshuvas HaRosh is very interesting if you can look at the Lashon, but again, we're in a hurry, so you could really do it also through the Shach and Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, that discussion, and the Ksos. The Rambam, as I mentioned, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, here, I want to show you what I think the Rambam holds, and also Perek Tez Zayin Halacha Dalid, the question of how we define Negius. On that, if you also look at there's a Tshuva the Marit, and of the Rajba and the Ritva, but again, I'm going quickly, so if you want to get like a tamtzis of it, which is not the way to do it normally, but it is when we're rushing, you could just look quickly at the Shach and the Ksos in Simen Lamed Zayin, Sif Tes, where they talk about Gizbar and Tovas Ana. I'll talk about that quickly. And also the Mishle Melech, Parakei, Hilchos Eidos, what is it, Halacha Dalet, I think, where he talks about Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa by Nogeya. All right? So let's, just a few things like that, very quickly, just to fill in. And also just think for a moment, regarding the Rimigash, I just also want to bring out the point about the Din of Tchilas of Asofa Bekashrus itself. Do you need Tchilas of Bekashrus, or is there a Psul if it's Tchilas of a Psul? Okay? So I want to talk about that also very quickly. But all this on to finish up on Thursday, and Sunday we'll talk about Knas and quickly, and, you know, hopefully move on to our shop.